Mitch album. It's coming to West Michigan. Yay, Mitch. November 10th. We'll hear your good words. 7 o'clock, Frohenthal Theater. A busy gentleman you are with your latest work out. Certainly the next person you meet in heaven. Mitch Albom, welcome to the morning show.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, welcome. We used to work together at WJR, but you wouldn't remember me from Adam with the Paul W. Smith Show. But thank you for you and the journey that you've been on.
Well, thanks for having me on, and I appreciate the invitation. I'm looking forward to being there in Muskegon tomorrow night. I don't get up there very often, so this will be a nice chance to meet people who read me or listen to me.
Awesome. I have you down for November 10th, 7 o'clock. You, as part of the Muskegon Writers Series, and yes, you've been busy with your latest, The Next Person You Meet in Heaven, the long-awaited, shall we call it a sequel to your mega bestseller, Mitch?
Yeah, it is. It's the first sequel that I've ever written, but it is a sequel. The Five People You Meet in Heaven I wrote 15 years ago, and that book was pretty popular. Most people who read it know that it was a story of an old man named Eddie who dies saving a little girl named Annie from an amusement park accident. He works there fixing the rides, and one day this big tower drop breaks, and he goes to push her out of the way before the cart hits her, and it hits him instead. He goes to heaven and finds that the first stage of heaven is that you meet five people from your life, some of whom might be strangers, some of whom you might know. And each one sort of tells you a moment in your life that changed your life forever and their life forever. And by the time he's done meeting these five people, he finds out that this insignificant life that he thought he led was actually very significant and touched a lot of people. The sequel follows the story of the little girl, Annie, and the little girl that he saved, and what happens to her in her life as a result of him saving her, and how she grows up feeling that everything she did was a mistake and everything will turn wrong after that event. And when she ends up going on her heavenly journey, she meets five people from her life who show her that these mistakes she thought she made were actually things that led to good. And, of course, one of the people she meets again is Eddie from the first book, thus tying the two of them together and sort of putting a bow on the whole adventure.
Awesome. And certainly four of your bestsellers have turned into successful TV movies, so be careful what you wish for. Mitch, what's it like to sit and write this kind of a story for you personally?
Well, I try to always write books that mean something to me in terms of their message. In this particular case, I decided to write this sequel mostly because I had lost a number of people in my life in very short order in the last few years. My mother, my father, and a little girl that we were raising as our daughter here, one of our kids from an orphanage I operate in Haiti. And all three of them died in less than 3 years. And so my mind was kind of on heaven anyhow, and sort of the significance of what we do on earth and what we might find out about why things happened when we get to the afterlife. And so for me, writing was a little cathartic, just kind of, working that out in my own mind as well as what I hope is for others. I know a lot of people wonder about what happens next after we die. And while I'm certainly not a religious expert or anything like that, and this is not a religious book like that, but it's kind of a wish, a fable, if heaven is really all the beauty and wonder that we think it is, then at some point we're going to understand everything that happened to us down here on earth, and it's all going to make sense to us, and it often doesn't make sense to us when we're here, such as losing a child. I mean, there's just no, you can't talk yourself into why that happens or the right of that. You just have to kind of fall back on your faith, and that was in the backdrop when I was writing.
Awesome. Mitch Albom with us, The Next Person You Meet in Heaven is your latest release. And again, seeing you Saturday night, Mitch Albom Live, dubbed on the stage of Frohenthal Theater. What will we expect? What are your Mitch Albom Lives like for us, Mitch?
Well, it's not a concert performance, but this particular talk, we've been out on tour now for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and so I've really enjoyed it, and I kind of know how the evening goes. I talk for about an hour and 10 minutes, and I kind of go through my entire career, because the message of these books is that one life touches another and another and another in ways that we don't really understand. And I realize that my whole life is kind of like that. I intended to be a musician and kind of got sidetracked at a small newspaper, ended up moving into journalism, took a small job at a sport magazine just to pay for my tuition, no particular interest in sports. It ended up leading through a couple accidents to being a sports writer, which ended up leading me to come here to Detroit, which ended up making me so busy that I never got back in touch with an old college professor of mine, which ended up me calling him, which ended up Tuesdays with Maury, which ended up taking me to a whole different life. So many things like that. So I go through this whole career, and we have a lot of video, and there's a lot of stories and jokes and laughs. And then I sign books afterwards for anybody who wants them. And I've been noticing in the last couple of weeks as we turn to November, everyone's doing their Christmas shopping at the book signing, and they're getting everything personalized for their family, which is fine. Yeah. I stay there as long as it takes, and it's usually for a good cause to help, you know, either writers' series or libraries or things like that. And I look forward to getting a chance to talk to them. I'll meet every single person there if they care to wait.
And you're not playing with the rock bottom remainders?
Not on this trip, no. We want to bring in an audience, not chase away an audience.
Mitch, you mentioned your missions, the Half-Faith Haiti mission. You also raise money for literacy products through those performances that you've done in the past, I see.
Yeah, and, you know, I have the charities in Detroit that you know about, Say Detroit. There are 9 different charities there that we operate in. Yeah, I have an orphanage in Haiti. And we have 47 children there that we raise, and I consider them really my family. I'm there every month for 3 or 4 days. I'll be going down on Sunday, and I'm very proud of those kids, and one of them unfortunately developed a brain tumor and came to America and lived with us for 2 years as our daughter while we went around the world trying to save her, and that became a really, really seminal experience for my wife and myself, and we had this family kind of late in life, and a lot of that kind of finds its way into this book about heaven, because, you know, a lot of that's been on my mind, so... You know, I don't think you deserve accolades for doing charitable works. I think that should be part of everybody's life, and the more privileged you are in terms of, you know, having enough money to feed your family and things like that, the more obligated you are to spend other parts of your life doing these things. So I'm happy to do them, and I hope to do more as I get older.
Awesome. Well, again, multitasking. Looks like your Hockey the Musical opening Thursday, and more venues with the work you do. Mitch Albom, live. I'll give all the details after we say our goodbye. How do we find out more about you and, of course, your recent book, your newest book, The Next Person You Meet in Heaven? Mitch?
Well, the easiest is probably the website, which is the easiest thing to remember, which is MitchAlbom.com, album with an O. Other than that, it's got everything on there. It's got the tour on there. It's got information about the books. And rather than give out 10 different email addresses, that's probably the simplest. But, of course, we'll be at the Frohenthal Theater Saturday night. And, you know, you can contact them for the tickets there as well.
Yeah, I'll get that information out. All right, my best to you and yours at WJR in that Fisher Building. Take care, and we'll see you Saturday night, Mitch Albom. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.